This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Second hour, Wednesday night, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You need to join me if you haven't already done it. Now, talking about Second Call Defense on a Wednesday just wouldn't be the same unless it was the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
Did you know I call the segment that, the world according to Second Call Defense with you, sort of like it's, you know, like.
Yeah, you know, I like that. And my, what a seven-day period of time means to us. Look at what's happened to us, what's happened to this country.
Yeah. Well, I mean... Let's. What does Craig want, Ben? What does Craig want? Does he want to talk to? Okay, we're talking about Second Call Defense right now. Ask him if he could give us a buzz back when we're not. Okay, thank you. Let's talk about what we lost. We lost Scalia. Now Scalia was. It's nice to think that he might have been a friend of the Second Amendment, but the Heller decision left a lot of doors open, didn't it?
You know, it left an awful lot of doors open. And one thing that any constitutional scholar will tell you is that when the Supreme Court drafts an opinion, they draft it very narrowly on a certain set of issues that were brought up on appeal. And there's not a lot of dicta, and the courts aren't throwing a lot of things in there. They're trying to stay very narrow and focused on what they're talking about. Unfortunately, you know, it left room for Heller 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 that have either been dealt with now or are being dealt with, including concealed carry outside of the home in Washington. But when they deal with certain issues, they deal with them on a very fact-specific, issue-specific holding. And that's so these other cases that can be brought out. The holdings are narrow for a particular purpose and reason to make sure that you don't start rewriting the laws you're not thinking about, and that there isn't sort of a blowback of what's occurring dealing with one issue when you're really addressed two or three. And I can tell you that that Justice Scalia was a Fourth Amendment champion, and dealing with search and seizure, there wasn't anybody strong in the issue. And I can tell you that I've talked to dozens upon dozens of criminal defense attorneys in the past 3 or 4 days, and we're all saddened. He did more to protect the rights of the accused and the rights of the innocent than anybody ever has. And I think that's where his relationship with Ginsburg came from. Certainly two diametrically opposed people on the court, but, you know, they had a friendship. They had a friendship because, you know, they're kind of on the same side of things. If you think about the fact that, you know, he always stated the Fourth Amendment is implicated, then the Fourth Amendment generally provides protection requiring the government to get a warrant. You know, get a warrant. And if you can remember cases for, he had a tip from somebody that someone was driving a tractor trailer drunk. Well, and they gave a general description, nothing specific. And the police officer pulled over for no reason whatsoever. He put GPS on people's cars just to see where they were going. You know, and his opinion his decisions really formed what we have as far as the modern constitutional law. And trust me, folks, he will do this. You can't possibly appoint another member to the Supreme Court that can probably do what he's done. And then if you think about it also, and, you know, listen to Patriot Radio before I got in the office to listen to you, what do I find out? That there's four leaders in the Republican members of the Senate that are buckling already and going to give Obama what he wants. You know, give him an appointment. And at best, even with our Senate, you're going to get a moderate, and we lose.
Well, I mean, I'm waiting to see. McConnell shocked me. I mean, I got to be honest. McConnell, the go-along, get-along kind of guy, he shocked me because I was really wondering why we had Republicans at all there for the longest time in the Senate. And when he came out with this and basically said, we're not even going to look at another candidate, sorry, he shocked me. So I'm hoping he doesn't buckle. Who are the Republican senators that are saying, well, we might have to consider one if a qualified candidate is good?
They didn't tell him. It was on Breitbart Radio. They didn't say anything. We just as I was getting to the office. And if my satellite radio could pick up you, I would have been listening to you, but unfortunately it didn't.
It would have to be Lindsey Graham, possibly McCain, Orrin Hatch. What do you think?
Yeah, you're probably right. You know, go along, get along. And the Constitution and the rules say that they have to consider. It doesn't say when. I mean, we can all go back. You see everything on the Internet. 19 months when left in George Bush's reign as president, they were saying, the Democrats are saying that George Bush can't appoint anybody. Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and things are going to work out. There's not going to be a constitutional crisis, and it's the same rules that everybody had played by. So take a deep breath, everybody, and we need to stand up for ourselves and our rights, because we can't possibly take that Obama is going to shove down our throat.
Trust me,
we can't.
No, I agree with you. Big Paulie's in the chat room now, so everybody rejoice. We have this Fourth Circuit thing coming up, which I'm perfectly okay to let it sit. We got a couple of minutes left. Given the way they've been doing things here lately, having anything Second Amendment thrown to the Roberts Court makes me nervous. What do you think?
Oh, it's the hell out of me. Because you just don't know where it's going to go.
Right.
You know, and I think, geez, Scalia called it Scobamacare. After the Roberts Court ruled on Obamacare, you know, he was using SCOTUS care is what he was calling the Supreme Court. Because really, the Supreme Court, for all intents and purposes, created Obamacare. But they're ruling that it was a tax.
Does that not mean because it was a tax, it can't be repealed as a tax? Was there some deep thinking involved in that?
You know, it may be, and I always thought the robbers didn't want to go down in history as the man that ruined healthcare or whatever it was. I called my constitutional law professor in law school when that opinion came out, and I called him also when the opinion on Thurston and Caesar came out. And I said, have you heard about, you know, this decision out of Texas? And Bruce said, you know, what Constitution? The Constitution has been gone for years. And we just got to try to bring it back, folks.
Right,
we
really
have the power to do that. Because I was speaking at the Great American Outdoor Show, seminars for 10 days straight. And at the beginning of every one, I would go off on a rant and tell people to go out there and vote. And at the beginning of every speech, I said, we are one heartbeat away from losing the Supreme Court. And then it happened on that Saturday.
Telling you what. Second Call Defense. If you are not a member of Second Call Defense, you should be one. Just be hanging out with the smart kids, because we're the ones walking around that we have one less worry when we're carrying a gun. That is my what I don't have to worry about now is if I have to shoot somebody in self-defense, the one question I'm not asking myself is, who on earth am I going to get to represent myself? Sean Maloney's going to send one of his hit people my way, and we're going to go after that. And I'll have other things to deal with, but this will not be one of them. SecondCallDefense.org. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All of you getting the American Rifleman magazine. Broke for Maloney. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in. 877-807-4048. It is Wednesday night, so that means it's the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. Sean is up for re-election on the NRA board. One of the things that makes the NRA attractive to me is some of the board members, like Maloney, like Tim Knight, the renegades, the guys that are out there that are making noise anyway, whether they're on the NRA board. I think it would be malfeasance if you don't get reelected. I'm sure you agree, right?
I absolutely agree. You know, I try to earn it every day. I try to get out of bed and try to work every day to make sure that I'm doing what I can for the cause of freedom. And I got a really interesting email. I get to spend 10 days talking to a fraction of the 5 million men, women, and children that make up the NRA. And let me assure you, freedom still reigns in America. I had a conversation with a grandfather, a father, and some grandkids. They had listened to my Luke Fourth and Law seminar. And I was talking to one of the grandkids, probably 16 or 17 years old, about how important it was to stand up for what you believe in and to do the right thing at all times, because you always remember. You're remembered for something, and you need to control what you're remembered for. I got an email today from Travis who told me that based on the conversation we had, that he used a discounted price in his savings and signed up and became a life member of the NRA shortly after I spoke to him. And certainly that was a great feeling, and that's what it's all about. It's the generations down the road. Let's face it, Bill. You and I are old. We're all pretty much used up. We've had a good time, and we've done everything for them, and we're going to go out in a blaze of glory, whoever that is. But the generations that are behind us, they're the ones that need to take up this torch. They're the ones that need to continue the battle. Make no mistake about it, us and everybody listening to us right now, we are keeping the door open for them to bring this country back to the greatness that it has and it deserves. But we can't do it alone, and it's not going to happen quickly. The demise of America and the beginning of this hasn't happened quickly. It's happened with time. But we need to make sure that the foundation that we lay today gives us the protection that we're going to have for future generations. And then at some point in time, they can be saying, God, remember when we all lost it all and remember when we all pulled it together? That's what we need to do every day, is to work for that. That goal, we need to have that goal.
Yeah, I hate to think of myself as used up, John. I really do. I hate to think of it. Although I know it's true. Although I don't think I'm shot all the way out just yet. Neither are you.
No, we're not, but you know what?
How old are you? You're younger than, you got to be 10 years younger than me. What are you talking about? You're used up.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, remember those days when we could stay out all night and raise hell and do everything that we as American youth could do? And not feel any effects of what just happened. It's not quite the same that way. You know, I walk and stand on my feet all day long, and I'm a little bit sore at night. But we have to remember that it's what we're laying behind, and people are listening. You'd be surprised. They may not log in on the chat boxes. They may listen to them on a podcast. But it's amazing when I talk to today's youth, they're listening. And they're listening in a far different manner than you and I ever did. When I grew up, I had NBC, CBS, and ABC, and that was it. And then I had the arguments of my grandfather and my father, which were probably the most educational. But they have so many sources of news and so many sources of information. And it's your website. It's your radio show. It's a chat box that these people could be out there reading. And we can never forget that they're always listening and they're always watching. And they're looking for guidance.
Well, you know, one thing that I'm beginning to see, and I talked about this earlier today. Did you know that they're using the U.S. Marshals to go round up student loan defaulters?
Oh, my God.
Now, see, what this tells me, I have always heard, the very first guy that ever bought advertising with me, the very first guy, he's a restaurateur in the Midlands of South Carolina. And he told me that he was a liberal until the day he owned something, or until the day he became aware that the government was always going to be coming for him. And I'm thinking of, when I heard that, I was thinking about all these students at Missouri University that are out there picketing with that assistant professor who's calling for the muscle to get rid of the guy that's just trying to film it as a reporter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about all those kids that have student loans. That very shortly they're going to send seven. They sent the other day. They sent seven armed U.S. marshals to pick up one guy who owed $1,500. They escorted him down to the courthouse so that he would sign a payment plan.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Again, how can it get any stranger? And hold on. What does a deficit mean, and how many trillions of dollars have they spent us into the hole? I think we should send the U.S. Marshals to Obama's house.
Well, you know, if we elect Bernie Sanders, he's just going to forgive it. It's the student loan debt right now is at $1 trillion and counting.
I mean, so I saw
what's another $1 trillion between friends, Mark?
What do you like best about Bernie Sanders? Free college, but it's not free. The taxpayers pay for it. But no, it's free. Free college. That's what we've created. And that's why the people that we reach are most important people in the world to make sure that we pass on to them what's correct.
Yeah, and it's a... I guess. When I look at some of this stuff, and I... You know what bugs me the most about it? I believe my time in uniform supported it. But you know what? I don't want to get too deep into philosophy. I got some other things. I want to talk some second call defense. I want to talk some armed self-defense. Now, last night I had Massad Ayoub on the show. And I actually think that if I actually do anything where I were to actually shoot somebody in self-defense, I'm calling you first, and then I'm going to see what he's doing. Old Massad.
You don't have to worry about what he's doing because he's one of the experts that I often use.
Okay.
I've been an expert witness in several cases, but I think in the last one, I never got to the point in time where I needed to use him. It was over with, but I certainly sent all the records to Massad. There's probably a handful of great people out there that want on your side, and certainly he's one of them. And there's not enough time in this radio show for me to say all the good things that I have to say about Massad, because early on, in law school, even, you read whatever he wrote, because if you're interested in firearms law, or even as a criminal defense attorney, you wanted to know what he had to say about certain situations. And without a doubt, Buckeye Firearms, they had him in this past year as a speaker. We have girls in here all the time, too. But he did an outstanding job, so I'm sure he had a great show.
Well, the first thing Massad Ayoub ever wrote was he wrote Count Dante, the Most Dangerous Man Alive in Black Belt Magazine. Before he was a gun writer, he was a martial arts writer back in, and that was read to me by my martial arts instructor in 1974.
I was 11 years old.
He was 26 and I was 13.
We're not that far apart.
Yeah. Well, you look better, though. You're aging better. Take the compliment. When we get back, I'm gonna challenge my main counselor here. I've got some things that he hasn't told me the answer to yet. We're gonna find out what it is together. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Now we're going to get into the Q&A. Enough of this playing around. I have Sean Maloney as a sponsor for a reason, because he is who he is. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. If it'll play.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You need to be joining me. And you can, I think the way this is working out, if you were to use a promo code like Bill Frady is bald or anything that indicates you heard this on the show, you're going to get your first month free. First month free. You'll have to, you'll join.
It's from the beginning. If they mention anything that indicates that they got it from you, we're going to give you your first month free. You know, I want to jump in here again when you mention Moss. One thing that I guarantee is that you're going to have the best team that money can possibly buy. And at times you need it, and at times it's a phone call. We've had a lot of occasions, a lot of instances in the past few days where it's just been a conversation with an attorney, with a police officer on the sidewalk, or the prosecutor, and then everything is made better. But if it ever goes forward, let me promise you one thing. You're going to have everybody that I want there. And certainly Moss is going to be one of them. And Moss will tell you up front if he's not the man. And Moss is a very principled man. He refused all the documents, all the evidence, and if he thinks you're the bad guy, he's not your guy, and I appreciate that.
You know, I can only imagine the conversation that would happen between the two of you if I had called you over something like that. You'd be like, listen, Moss, I need you to go to South Carolina to get ready to defend Frady. You mean the man that I was on his show the other day? I'm not. What did he do? I told him to go buy a gun. Did he buy it and shoot somebody with it just to see if it worked? You know, something like that. Anyway. All right. I saw this scenario the other day, and when I saw it, when I read it, I had a chill go down my back. Now, a while back, after Sandy Hook, when I was with GOA, I was one of the people when they contacted GOA, when the gun-hating pacifistic tree huggers called GOA to profess the death threats that they were putting out there. They mentioned me by name. Not by name, but they gave a really good description. The bald, expletive, deleted podcaster. Okay? And I've also, I did a show one time on Sharia law, and some people offered to saw my head off. So let's say, Sean, I'm a sleepy time in my jammies. I'm not bothering anybody, and the doorbell rings at 2 a.m. Now, I'm not going to go to the doorbell in my slippers with my little bunny heads on them and all this other stuff without carrying a weapon. Now, what happens, and this actually did happen, when I look out and they look in the instance where it actually did happen, they saw a gun and somebody yelled, "Gun!" They had the wrong house. they had the wrong person, and they started firing through the walls at this homeowner. Now, first of all, since I would not have done anything wrong, I'm not really worried about having to call you per se. But what kind of, in law, as in general law, what kind of recourse do we have nowadays as citizens against something like that?
So that's an interesting scenario, because it's almost a lose-lose for you, because number one, you're out of bed, and number two, for no cause of your own, you're diving behind whatever cover you can find from the bullet. But let's say if the police had a warrant, hopefully, I'm hopeful that the officers aren't going to be ringing the doorbell. They should be beating on your door, screaming warrant, and giving you probably 10 seconds to answer the door before they can legally kick the door in. I was on a drug interdiction team for a point in time because the police department was entering, had a lot of cases tossed out because they were entering too soon. And a local sheriff thought what there wouldn't be a better person to get there than a criminal defense attorney to make sure that we were doing things properly. So I served my duty on an interdiction team with a stopwatch beside the door before. So, you know, I've been at those things, and I know how they go down. So if the police had a warrant and they went to the wrong house, not the address on the warrant, they're at the wrong house, then they would be trespassing. And you still have every right afforded to you under the Constitution. And self-defense or if there are any theories involved with self-defense are going to apply. But to what? Not to be charged for obstruction of justice and served at your funeral, I guess. My advice in that situation is always comply with police orders. The justification of those orders and for their actions are for another place and time. And I'm hopeful it's when I or another defense attorney is standing by your side. So yeah, you do have action. You have cause of action against them because what they're doing is improper. They're at the wrong house or trespassing. They have no right to be doing what they're doing, but the bullets are flying. And I would like to think that their names are on the end of every bullet also. You know, at this point in time, what are we hoping for? Your family gets a good settlement amount? The folks, and that's a good question, Bill, because I'm constantly have these questions when people's rights are being violated on the side of the road. The side of the road at 3 o'clock in the morning where it's just you and nobody else, that's not the time to be screaming your rights and you want an attorney and you know everything.
Right.
Just bite your tongue and then we'll take care of everything. But, you know, under those facts and those circumstances, you know, they're doing everything wrong and you have a right to do everything that you can do, whatever you decide that is.
Right. I you know, as I'm thinking about it, the local jurisdiction has responded here before when we thought it was the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence was filming here. They showed up more than once, and they've told me more than once, if anybody shows up and gives you anything that you feel like you got to defend yourself. So, you know, they are aware of me. The local sheriff is aware that I'm here as well, and he knows some of the things about me that would make me a little nervous from time to time. So that scenario actually happening to me is probably not likely. But it happens more often than it should, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah,
we hear all the time about the flashbangs and the cribs and all that other stuff.
Yeah, and things like that happen. And I feel even a greater kinship towards you, too, because it's amazing how all these peace-loving people, anti-gun people, after seeing you hook, there was probably a point in time where for 2 or 3 weeks straight, I was receiving a death threat of one kind of another, and all I was doing was trying to recite my memory rights. I had this, but my people weren't as smart as yours. They're calling me without their caller ID block.
Right.
So it was easy to turn those folks over. But, you know, it gets a little racy when they start threatening my kids. And you can threaten me all you want, but the moment you start bringing people I love, you know, it's going to stop there.
Well, you know, I'm not as kind as that. If they're threatening me, the ones that I care about are going to be around me most of the time. So they're going to be, you know, I'm watching for them, and if I can actually identify them, I'll either embarrass them or go after them. So, you know.
But your hypothetical, you know, has a lot of good for all of us to think about. There's times in my life where I've been treated less than a citizen for no reason at all. But you have to consider where you are, take notes, get your cell phone out, start recording things, do whatever you have to do. But when you're all alone, there's no sense of arguing the fact at that point in time. Just realize that people like me are out there and we're going to fight for your justice. That's what it's all about. I mean, we went to law school for these things and, you know, we're for the ability to zealously represent you within the bounds of the law, and there's a lot of people that are out there and will do it. And that's thanks to Justice Scalia and some other folks out there that they still made sure that we have that ability.
Right. Yep. Coming up on the next break, secondcalldefense.org. I spend $20 a month. They're going to bail me out of jail. They'll provide me with counseling if I need it. They're going to, from the moment that I get arrested to the moment I'm exonerated, they'll be walking beside me. I will not walk alone. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Share something with you that only another bald man can appreciate. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in USA studio, this is Rock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. You know, I just got so used to that. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Yeah. You are then. You know, if you haven't taken that step yet, you are not yet. But anyway, my man Sean is also a bald man. I want to tell you something that happened to me last night that only another bald man can understand. Now, do you shave your head?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, the little pad on the razor that keeps the blades off of my skull came off last night. And I took out a divot on my skull. And then because I take all of this blood pressure stuff and beta blockers and everything, my blood has the consistency of Kool-Aid. So I'm bleeding, and I look down. I shave my head when I'm in the tub, right? So I look down. It looks like I've committed suicide. And I get up, and I try to do something about it. The bleeding would not stop. If I had not been a gun guy, if I had not been a guy with a combat trauma kit with some hemostatic gauze with some coagulating property to it, I'd still be bleeding.
You know, I wish you could, if I was on film right now, you could see a huge smile on my face because I had the same experience. I decided that at a point in time in my life, I let cheapness be my weakness, and I got online and bought those razors they're always advertising, you know, for a tenth of a fraction of the price.
Right.
They're so much lighter. I get the 5-blade razors, and I've had no problems whatsoever. But first day out of the pack on these razors, I took a quarter-sized chunk of flesh off the top of my head, and like I said, it was bleeding, and it would not stop. There's nothing like a head wound, and of course, I wanted to use all that blood to my advantage, so I wrapped the towel around and went walking around the house looking for people so they could see the blood running all over the place. But
yeah.
But I've been there, done that.
Yep. I'm glad to be a gun guy every day, but if I had not been a gun guy, I've already called Dark Angel and congratulated them on the quality of their components.
Because you got your compact critical care kit out, and you slapped some anticoagulation on the top of your head, and you were here for another show.
The only thing wrong with that was I have never used hemostatic agent before, and we left that on there all night, and you're not supposed to do that. And
no,
when we went
no.
to change it, well, did you not hear me in Ohio when we went to change it?
you open it back up again.
I did open it back up. Secondcalldefense.org. Now, with you guys, now, for example, I didn't know you used Moss. So, I mean, you know, right there, is there anybody, isn't that like a profession for him? When does he actually sit down and have a drink of coffee? I mean, he's either training or he's being a witness, right?
Yeah, between his speaking and then what he does as the expert witness, I'm not sure how he makes the time, but thank God he does. And one thing I point out to people, you know, I could teach you how to draw from concealment and hit a business card at 7 yards. But you know what? There's plenty of other people out there. I'm going to make sure you have the best legal protection available if you're forced to use your firearm to self-defense. And I don't care who it is. I'm not limited by a list of attorneys. I don't have a list. I can, in a matter of minutes, I can find out who the best criminal defense attorney in your area where the shooting takes place is. If it's Moss, no matter who it is, if it's Rob Lyons, if it's anybody out there that I need to effectively, or your attorney feels that they need to effectively represent you, it is there for you. And that's what makes us so much different than anybody else. We don't have a list. We don't tell somebody to go out and find an attorney. How in the hell are you going to find an attorney before the shooting happens because you don't know where it happened? And I get phone calls time after time. Well, so-and-so organization told me I better be an attorney on retainer. I said, you don't need me until you find out where the shooting takes place. We have the best attorneys available, the best expert witnesses available to you. Any type of psychological care that you need or physical care is going to be taken care of. When we created this, we made sure that you would have the best of everything and nothing to worry about. And it's so important to have that all-in-one call because, you know, as well as I do, the psychological and physiological changes that we're going through, we don't have the ability to make a number of phone calls. You know, having the opportunity to speak on lethal force in the law to people, some people that knew and some people that didn't know. I had some amazing conversations. When I had the opportunity at one point in time to speak to Father Rogers. He is the world's foremost authority, really, on the AR-15 platform. And Father Rogers was there. And I saw him sitting in the back of the room. He was with Andrew Lander from Tanner Ain. I was thinking, oh, my God. Well, if you don't know who Rogers is, he was a Marine for over 25 years. And then he served for over 20 years as a member of special tactical teams in the New York City Police Department. And he's one of the world's foremost authorities on the AR-15 platform. And then what he put on his blog about me and what he learned from me, I mean, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. In fact, I became today because of his blog posting and the American Rifleman and in the article that they wrote. As someone said, I don't know what it means yet, but I was Facebook famous. So, but only because, you know, you have Pat Rogers and people like that sit through a seminar that I give about what happens, and you say, God, I couldn't believe I learned that much.
I like Pat Rogers because he and I are on the same. We're in the same age path as well. I like Pat. I've never met him. Don't know anything about him except I see him suited up all the time, ready to rock.
He said, John, please come to one of my classes. So I'm going to find out where his classes are, and I'll get a hold of you, and that would be a good show for you and I to get some training together.
Yeah, be sure, and I'll be the guy with the folding chair.
I'll be the guy sitting on your lap.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Yeah, we've gotten to the age now, Sean, where we don't have to be tactical anymore. We can be tactical. We can use our wiles and our scheming and our cunning that age has brought with us, and inflict pain with it.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway. We are finally those bulls that are on the mountain.
Yes, yes. It is an actual thing too. I've competed against the airsoft kids who can move like nobody's business and all this other stuff, and they may not be special forces quality, but they're in their 20s, and I've had to compete against them, and I held my own until I had to run away from them. Then they swiftly caught me. But anyway, secondcalldefense.org.
And it won't be long, and we're going to probably within the next 3 or 4 days, you're going to be able to see my whole lethal force and law seminar in bits and pieces or all at once, podcast or on the radio, whatever you want to do. But that I had a film crew there the whole time, and they filmed the seminar so everybody could have them finally on our webpage. You know, and we always had 100 people or more at our seminars. We far out surpass anybody else. And it's not because I'm so special. It's because that kind of information out there is needed, and there's not enough people giving those talks and giving the education they possibly need. And folks out there listening, you know, use Rock and Load Radio, the Handsome Bald Guy, whatever you want to use. I'm going to give you a month free. And do I entice you to join for that? You better believe I do, because it's the right thing to do. And try it for a month. If you don't like it, by all means, tell me why and leave. But I want to make sure everybody out there is protected, because 9 times out of 10, when a problem occurs, it occurs before the attorney gets involved. And then we're trying to unwind that. You're in so much better position if you can just keep your mouth shut and just wait until the attorney gets involved. And then I promise you, wherever the situation occurs, your world will change once your attorney rides in.
There you go. For the better. SecondCallDefense.org.
Without a doubt.
Not even Sean would represent himself in a self-defense shooting. He's got another lawyer. He's going to call. He's going to give his code. He's going to have them respond. Although I hope the 1-800 number recognizes you when you call in.
It's going to be the 1-800 number, and depending upon where I am, they're going to get that phone call, but I'm going to be in no position to be representing myself. And
there you go.
I think that's what drives it home for a lot of people. One of the first radio interviews I did on Saint Paul Defense was with the local powerful radio station in Cincinnati. And one of the ones...
We're going to run out of time. We're going to run out of time before that. But that's okay, because we will pick it up next Wednesday.
If a defense attorney needs help, you need help.
There you go. SecondCallDefense.org. Sean Maloney, thank you very much for joining me this evening. I will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.